Wow, I'm so touched by your love and friendship, and there's no one like Vaisheshika Prabhu. He's no one can compare to him as a devotee and as a friend and as a disciple, and I just add one more thing to what Mahaguna said. Really, meeting Srila Prabhupada was, the most fortunate thing in my life. And it's true, being married to her has also been very auspicious, and she's definitely my guru. But also meeting Vaisheshika Prabhu and coming under his shelter has really been one of those things about my life that has kept me going. And even when I first started going back to Japan, Vaish came with me on the second trip. I started going back there in 1996. Regularly, I'd go once a year. And then Vaish came in 1997. I'd heard of Vaisheshika Prabhu, during the years in ISKCON, but we never really associated. When he joined the San Francisco Temple, I had left the San Francisco Temple and gone back to Japan about a year before he came. And then, so I was in Japan and Hawaii, and he was mostly in America, but he was traveling all over. But he became a very famous, book distributor and devotee. And so I had heard of him, and then he was getting massages from, I'd come back to the Bay Area in 1986. I had been gone from the Bay Area for most of that time. I was in Japan and in Hawaii and, full-time serving in ISKCON. And then I went back to school, and we moved back from Japan to America and just began our household life here. And simultaneously, about the same time, Vaisheshika Prabhu and Nirkula got married and then moved to back to the Bay Area, probably in 87 or 88, wasn't it? End of 88. And then I don't know how Vaisheshika Prabhu met Mahaguna, but he would, through Banabhata. So Banabhata was, Banabhata, he was in the San Francisco Temple and he had started a restaurant. And him and Vaish were going to the airport every day together to distribute books. And then Vaish met Mahaguna through Banabhata, and he was getting weekly massages once a week to keep his body going, because especially doing book distribution, if you do it every day and you're carrying books and everything, it's quite a strain on your body. And he did it for years. So he's been getting a massage from Mahaguna once a week regularly since probably 1989 or 88 or 89. And they talked, about me and, we should get together. And that went on for a long time. And then finally, Vaish decided to have programs at his house on Fridays. And he had just started that. And I said, oh, what the heck? I'll go to one of Vaish's programs. And then, it was, it was love at first sight, really. And I was immediately hooked, to his association and hearing the transcendental sound vibration. And, frankly speaking, after I left, living in the temple and having that association of the devotees, and then, at that time, ISKCON, there were a lot of problems, and I really had kind of a loss of faith. And I had problems from the time Srila Prabhupada left physically. It was a real struggle for me. And so I went through a period where I didn't actually even want, I don't know if I should say this, but I didn't want to go to an ISKCON temple. And I was still chanting and everything, but I needed to kind of find myself and be separate. And I think now, looking back in hindsight, I was kind of like a teenager leaving home, having to separate from his parents so he could find out who who he was. So when I, by the time I met Vaish, I was ready to come back, really. And I had been praying for that for a couple of years. And I really feel like Srila Prabhupada directed me, you know, to his association. And there have been times, you know, in my spiritual life where Srila Prabhupada and Krishna have just sent the devotees that I needed to be with in order to keep my flame going, you know. And so I really felt uplifted in Vaisheshika Prabhu's association, and I really owe my spiritual life to him. And I've been able to maintain some sort of spiritual life because of his association since that time. And I was even able to go back to Japan because of Vaish, because he was such a respected devotee. And Japan had many, many problems and all kinds of politics, and it just sort of fallen apart. And because I went there with Vaish, he was such a unifying force that the devotees accepted me because of him, really. And every year we'd go there together ever since, except for the last couple of years. Our blissful tour of Japan has sort of been interrupted, but I want to get it back to normal by next year. So we would hear, and we'd go for 2 weeks every year. For about 12 years, we did that, and we would travel all over to Japan, and we would go to the different pockets of the devotees and all to the different factions. So there were these different factions, and we became friends with all the different factions, and gradually the factions now have all come together like that. And simply we were doing just like wherever Vaish goes, we're just chanting and hearing Srila Prabhupada's books and just being happy in Krishna consciousness, and that's what everybody wants. It's to be happy. And so I've been able to go to Japan and continue there really because of his support, and now because of your support as well, because I truly do, my spiritual food and sustenance is really here in your association and attending these programs. And then when I go back there, I'm inspired, you know, to be there. But by the end of 3 months, you know, I don't have Vaishya's association when I'm there, and I'm sort of like the main person, and I don't. There's a language barrier, for one, and there's no one to confide in. We need friends, and we need devotees to confide in, and we need people who will honestly tell us, you know, when something's a little strange or a little off, or you know. Or we need someone to come up and say, hey, you know, you're not smiling today. What's going on? You know? What's your problem? And we need that. And so I have that here. And I feel very safe in your association. I know there's no judgment. There's just genuine love and concern. And you know, we're social beings. And I need that, and I get that when I'm here. And so thank you very much, and thank you for taking your time today to come here and celebrate my 60th birthday. It's been a marvelous life. I don't know when it's going to wind up, but definitely when you get to 60, you see, you know, the clock's running.
You look like 50.
And I feel like it, you know. Yeah, because the real reason is because Rakshit Prabhu, he's taught me how to take vitamin C every morning.
In fact, if I may add an anecdote that I told him about a physician who was in Los Altos, California, who had been taking large doses of vitamin C for many, many years. So when he went to his class reunion, and he was 59, he was declared as the youngest looking person in the class. And that's the age that he is at.
Yeah. And when I heard that story, I mean, you know, that hooked me. And also, Rakshit Prabhu is always glowing, and his family is glowing, and they're very healthy. And so, and I trust your judgment, you know. And I figure if you're doing it and you're a scientist, there must be some benefit. And now I have friends in Japan who are also doing it. And there's one of my godbrothers, he's actually 61. And he's one of the four direct disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And he's been taking it now for a year. And he's had a lot of tendonitis and things in his elbow and wrist. And that's all getting much better. Yeah. So I don't know if that's a result of taking vitamin C. But I think there is some, you know, for your skin and your joints and things like that. So follow your guru.
Hare Krishna to you, Hare Krishna dear Satyadeva Prabhu, Hare Krishna to you.
Hey! Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Yeah.